Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson, part of the JC Hawk Sports Network. Tune in tonight to hear news about the Tennessee Thunder and the USWFL. Listen live every week on Blog Talk Radio or catch our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many others. Just type in JC Hawks Radio in the search box.
All right. Welcome to the fifth quarter of Coach Johnson. We're on here on Tuesday night tonight, instead of Thursday. Man, good to be here. I'll tell you, I had a lot of football this past week. Got to watch a lot. Been a crazy week. My uncle died last week, and it seems like the funeral has been going on forever. They finally had him buried at the VA today. He had a military burial, and man, it was pretty cool. You know, I heard him talking today, and it's amazing that back then he was a All-State. Four sports, that being football, basketball, baseball, and track. You know, it's unheard of for these kids today to even play four sports. And he ended up going into Marine Corps and spent, I think, 4 years in there. So, man, it's you know, we think about it, and I heard my cousin get up there and give a little eulogy and talk about how good he was in sports and what he meant to us. And I mean, he just used to play ball with us all the time, and first one thing another. A lot of these kids miss that today, that happening, getting out here, and I see it in these women players. You know, they don't know how to do anything. It's just like, you know, I never played. I'm a big guy, and I always played the line, high school and stuff, did run the ball when I was younger, but never played receiver, quarterback, or nothing, but you know, we just played so much football, you knew the positions. You knew how to catch. You knew how to run. You knew the positions. And now it just seems like nobody knows anything. So, you know, he's sure going to be missed. I missed the good times we had. I wish that learn through that kind of stuff. It ain't all just about, you know, you just learn hands-on is just so much better, you know, and learning up that way. But anyway, got a lot of guests coming on tonight. We got the week one USWFL Players of the Week. They'll be joining me here in just a little bit, and we're going to talk to them. The three mid-major, the mid-major Players of the Week are all three from the RBA team. They'll be calling in here in a little bit. RBA's 2-1. They won this past week. They beat Michigan 14-0, I do believe. this game this week against Cincinnati. Cincinnati give them their only loss last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And Cincinnati beat them 30-26, and that game was in Cincinnati. This game's in Richmond. So this is for first place in that division, or at least for a tie. You know, if RBA can pull the win off, they'll be 3-1, and so will Cincinnati. So there's lots on the line for this week, and I'm glad to have these girls on, talk about that matchup a little bit and what it means to them being a new organization, new team, you know, playing for a championship, but for sure hoping to be that number one seed. And then we got Iron Woman Division, the Adrian Marsh from Huntsville. He was the offensive player, and Randy Shelton from the Thunder was a defensive player. So everybody's supposed to call in tonight, and it's going to be some good conversation. I like having these players on, let them talk about their team and what it means to, you know, to win these awards. And I mean, it's really not an award, it's just a recognition, you know. But when you start talking about recognition, you start talking about recognition from the, not just your team, I mean your owners and your coaches submit your stats, but it's other coaches and other players and the owners and teams and that nature. That's how you get picked. So it's a lot to be said. So, you know, it's pretty fun to talk to them. I know the Tennessee Huntsville game, it's going to happen this week. That game's in Tennessee here, and that's for the number one. See who's the number one seed right now. Who's going to be the number one seed at least for a while? Both are 1-0, so that's going to be a good tough game. See who prevails in that game. And I got one of the players that's been playing really good for the Thunder. She'll be on later to talk about that. So it should be a really fun night. We got a lot of football to talk about. I know that RVA, like I said, beat Michigan 14-0, Cincinnati 28-8, and Huntsville beat South Carolina 33-0. So if you watched any of the WNFC games, man, they were some pretty good games. The Tennessee over Florida, 13-7. I picked Tennessee to win that game. A lot of people are confused about this Denver-Kansas City game. What happened was it went to 3 overtimes. And in the third overtime, when the third overtime started, they put the ball at the 3-yard line, and you get one chance to score, and it's like scoring a 2-point conversion. And Kansas City failed, and Denver converted, which gave them 2 points. That's why the score was 2-0. So if you watched that game or if you just heard about it, it wasn't a forfeit. That's how it became 2-0. Now, a lot of people would call it 6-0 because they'd think you scored a touchdown. But usually when they put the ball at the 10 and you got 4 downs to get in, so they placed the ball at the 3, you got a 1 down to score. I don't know what would have happened after that if they would have just called it a tie, but I do know that was what happened there. So they give them a 2 points, and they won 2-0. Washington Prodigy beat the Philadelphia Phantom 22-0. The Mississippi game, we watched part of it. That was a good game. Mississippi over Houston, 32-20. Las Vegas over Seattle, 21-14. And Oregon over L.A., 7-0. So, you know, you look back, all the games we watched were really close. I'll tell you what wasn't close is the Tennessee Valkyries got smashed by this Atlanta Rage team, 48-6. So that wasn't close. I don't know what kind of highlights you could post out of that, but wasn't much. And I guess that they call it a great game, but I guess if you don't care about winning, I guess it was a great game. So that was the best news that happened on Saturday, in my opinion. So we'll get into some of this power rankings and stuff that I've got, Phil, and all that. But let's get one of these players on here from RVA, and let's talk to them. Hello, you there?
Yes.
Okay, which player are you?
Monet.
Oh, okay. You was one of the offensive players of the week, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell me what kind of honor is it to be voted, you know, one of the offensive players of the week by, not like I said, your team submits your staff, but you got coaches, owners, league owners, and other people voting for you. What's that mean to you?
It definitely means a lot. And it encouraged everyone else around me to, you know, want to do better and be better and work hard at something, because I'm one of the veterans. So I've been playing since 2019, so I kind of been around. longer than majority of my team. So it definitely feels good because once the girls are like, yeah, you know, congratulations, it kind of gives them that spark to say, okay, I want to be better. I want to do better, you know, and it makes me feel good because I tell them if I can, you know, if I still can do it, you guys can do it. You know, don't ever allow a veteran to feel like she always has to get it or she always going to get it because she knows the game. So when I got, you know, I really appreciate everybody and I still, you know, encourage my team, like next week you guys can do it. But in my eyes, I feel like, we win together, we lose together, so we all MVPs. And that's just my motto. That's just how I look at things. I don't look at it as, oh, well, I got the MVP, so whatever to the rest of my team. Because without my other 10, I couldn't have gotten what I got. And like I tell them, we all have a job to do when we're on that field. And when we all come together, you know, we all is MVP. It's just not one person. It's the whole team in my eye.
Right. Well, that's, you know, that's one thing I preach is if each person does their job, then the whole team will be successful. But, you know, some people just have better games than others, and a lot of people have more experience than others, you know, sometimes it just things just go your way, you know, a lot of times when they don't others. Now, what position do you play on offense?
I play, well, my primary position is running back, but I'm pretty much wherever I need to be at. I'm actually
right.
A backup quarterback as well, but, again, running back is my primary position, so that's why I try to stick at because I don't like to step on other people's toes, and I still do. I'm one of those ones. I love for everybody else to get a chance, whether if you're new or this is your second year or even your 10th year, everybody can always, you know, perfect their craft. So I stayed in my position and said, this is where I'm going to roll at, and wherever I need to be placed at when it's needed, then that's where I'll go. But other than that, I'm going to stick to my primary position, which is running back.
I hear that. Well, now tell me, just past week y'all won. I know the Michigan team, I watched some of the game on live stream, and it looked like I seen y'all had a couple of touchdowns called back, but the game, they put up a good fight, I noticed, for a long time. And you won that game 14-0. But this game coming up this week is really, I mean, every game's important. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to act like it's not. But this game is more so important, I would think, than before. Y'all went on the road and got beat 30-26, and that was just 2 weeks ago. And now they're coming to y'all's place to play. What does that mean? And you know, with when y'all get that game finished, then the season, as far as regular season, will be 3/4 of the way over. And if y'all win that game, both of y'all will be tied at 3-1 for the top spot in the mid-major division of the USWFL. Tell me a little bit of what that means to you.
Well, it definitely means a lot. It means a lot to the team as well because we went up there and we fought. And we fought hard. Unfortunately, we did come up short, but it was reasons of that being. But, of course, you know, when you go to different cities and play against different people, you're always playing against the ref, things like that. So I told the girls, regardless of us being at home or being on the road, we always have to come out, and we have to come out strong. So this week I just told them, like, hey, y'all, you know, a loss, no one never likes a loss, so we have to come out. We have to come out strong. Like, we came out strong in the second half, so we need to play like we played in that second half the whole way through. We have to fight all the way through to the end. You have to keep going through the whistles and you just got to really, really stay locked in and, you know, play your part. When you play your part, no one is messing up, and that's how the game is just going to go so much smoother that way when you're playing your position and and knowing what you're supposed to do out of the 11 that's on the field. So my girls are really definitely locked in, and we're definitely ready to take this win because we definitely shut them down the second half. Like, they didn't score at all. So I know the girls definitely want this just as much as I want them to have it. So we're definitely going to go out there. We're going to go out there stronger than ever.
Right. Well, you know, you mentioned having to go to their place and play everything. They call it home field advantage for a reason, you know. When you go on the road, you're doing all the travel. I mean, I know y'all traveled a good ways, and then you go there, and you know, whether the refs are as good as y'all's refs, they're different refs no matter what. They're used to seeing their team play, which they only see other teams come in and play every now and again. People can call it what they want, but it is a home field advantage. And when you have to travel, I mean, that's why I like that when you play, you get to play a team home and away. And now they got to make that long journey to y'all. And not saying your refs are any better or any worse, but y'all's refs are used to watching y'all play. They're used to seeing different teams come in. So now y'all got that home field advantage. You know, that's why they call it that. And when you can go on the road and pick up those wins, it's really important. But, you know, the biggest thing is as I know y'all want to win. I know your owner. And I understand how she operates. I mean, I'm a lot like that myself. But win or lose, it's not going to matter of where y'all going to finish up or anything toward the season. It's just, you know, you want to win to at least get the share of that number one seed right now moving forward.
Yes.
So, well, I sure appreciate you coming on here, joining us. And like I said, it's an honor for me to have you girls on and talk to you from all these teams and to give you some time to your team and your teammates and you know what women's football means to you as well as what it means to me. And I can tell you, Mona, I really appreciate you coming on. I want to wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right. Well, I appreciate her coming on, Mona. Coley, I guess it is, running back for RVA Tomahawks. She was a co-offensive MVP. Let's see if we can get Jenna Gray on here. She was the other co-MVP. Hello, you there?
Hello? Yes,
hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. You was the co-MVP, offensive MVP for week one in the mid-major division of USWFL, and I appreciate you coming on tonight. And like I talked to Mona there, tell me a little bit about, you know, what it means to not just your owners, your coaches, and all that to submit your stats and put in a vote and stuff for you. But, you know, this wasn't just decided by them. It was decided by myself and other coaches and other owners, to give you the you girls this honor. So tell me what that means to you.
I mean, it means a great deal coming from the coaches and my players and everybody else. They trust me. And, yeah.
Well, what position do you play?
I'm primarily a receiver, but I'll go anywhere that they need me to be. I'll do anything for the team.
Right. Well, that's just part of women's football there. When I asked a lot of the girls on the team that I coached, asked them where they play, and they're like everywhere. You know, that's their saying. They just play everywhere. Now. I talked to her. I know y'all just had beaten the Michigan Queens, and like I said, I know there's a couple touchdowns called back. They put up a good fight, but yeah, I mean, y'all just really, you know, just overpowered them. And when we watched it, just sort of shut them down as far as the defense. Y'all's defense shut them down. And when I was talking to Mona there, I know 2 weeks ago you went on the road. He's in a tough game, a tough environment. You know, like we talked, they don't call it home field advantage for nothing. What's it mean to get them at y'all's place this weekend with the opportunity to give them the same favor they give y'all?
I mean, it was a tough loss when we went to Cincinnati, but now that they're coming to us, you know, I feel like maybe there is a little bit of an advantage. But at the same time, we still have to play our game. We still got to get down to fundamentals. And just if everybody plays their part, like Nene said, then I feel like we'll do good.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I watched part of that game early, it just seems like mistakes. And I didn't get to see a lot of it really good. I just watched some of the first game, but it looked like mistakes right at the first of the game really got you in a hole. And, you know, when you're playing a team, and we can't take nothing away from Cincinnati because they're 3-0. I mean, they beat two other teams besides y'all. And one of the teams, well, both the teams you beat, they beat plus y'all. So, They're a pretty good football team, and when you dig yourself a hole like that, it's hard to dig yourself out of. Now I am aware that y'all shut them down, and you made a valiant comeback, and was within recovering an onside kick of maybe winning that game. But you know, when she talked and you just mentioned fundamental football, you know, that's what you have to play week in and week out to win these games, and especially these close games like that, you know. And when you're on the road, you, the game can get away from you real early.
Yeah, it can. But, you know, I think we made it second half, so we're coming out strong this next game, and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, well, I expect it to be, you know, really – maybe the game of the week, honestly, because, I mean, 30-26, I know it was the final score. And like I said, you were within recovering an onside kick of maybe winning the game. I mean, who knows what happens if you recover that onside kick. But, you know, it's just when you can go on the road, and I told her, when you can go on the road and you can win these games and you know, I felt like that y'all could have won that game. And, you know, I think this weekend's going to really tell the tale if, you know, what I've seen and what I'm thinking is right or not. Where y'all going to fall. But, you know, what I told her was is no matter what happens, I mean, you know, listen, I hate to lose, and I know y'all are competitors and you do too, but no matter what happens, it's not the end of the season. We're only – when y'all complete that game, you'll be three quarters away through the regular season. You know, then you have a – then you'll have a playoff game, and if you win that playoff game, then you go to a championship game. But the importance, because they're 3-0 and y'all are 2-1, and, you know, what kind of importance does this mean to you girls, especially veterans and the coaching staff and all that, to pull within at least the tie and make it 3-1 where they'd be 3-1?
Well, I think if we come out strong and send them a message quick, then everything should go smoothly.
Yeah, I think you're right, but what I mean is, you know, that they're right now in the league, in the division, they're 3-0. They've won 3 and lost none, and y'all won 2 and lost 1. If y'all win, then y'all will both be tied at 3-1, which you will have split games. So that's going to make you tied for the lead in the division, you see. And that's what I'm saying. That's how big and crucial this game really is, even though what I'm trying to say, even though it don't matter. I mean, it does matter, but if you were happen to lose, it's not the end of the world is what I'm trying to get at.
Right.
It just means that it's just a tougher road, you know, to get there than it might be if y'all are both 3-1, because the way the playoffs are going to be for y'all is the two top teams will host the two low teams. So the only difference would be is if y'all would end up with the same record as who would get the – you both would play a home field playoff game. It would just be who the lower seed you would host. So there's a lot riding on it. And, you know, I like this kind of games early and to put a lot of emphasis on it and, you know, a lot of meaning.
Right.
So, well, I sure appreciate you coming on. Hey, it's an honor to talk to you girls and to get y'all on here and to win these awards. And like I say, we're not awards, just a recognition. And they don't mean, you know, it's not, it just means something because your peers and people around the league and not everybody else understand, you know, how you get voted in. So it's an honor to talk to you girls and for y'all to put up good games and for people to recognize it. So I appreciate you taking the time to come on, and I appreciate what y'all are doing on the field.
I appreciate you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That was the other offensive MVP, Jenna Gray. So let's see what we got. Kaylee Wilson, she was the defensive MVP for RVA. She on?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, I really appreciate you coming on, taking the time to join us, and congratulations. Like I was telling these other two girls, is, you know, it's not just your team that voted on this. It's myself and other teams and owners and players and stuff around the whole league that voted y'all to get, you know, to get the recognition for good play, and this is for week one. So I really appreciate y'all taking the time and for playing hard and working hard.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you. Thank you for the recognition.
So what position do you play on defense?
I am a defensive end.
DN?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now let me ask you this. Now I'm going to sort of put you on the spot here, I guess, because I know that Detroit Proud just went to Cincinnati and got beat 28-8, and their DN give up a lot of yards running right there with not a lot of containment. So you play a key position that, you know, it's more important than ever, especially in these games where the other team has a good running back that you have to contain. How are you? Are you up for the challenge?
Yes, I am. Most definitely am. I think I proved that already, especially within the last game that we just played. I was on probably every tackle except for him.
Hey, that's the way it's got to be. I like that kind of play. You know, I talked to both of these girls and asked them both. I know y'all feeling like you let one get away in Cincinnati. When I talked to those girls and I talked to the coach and the owners, and they feel like y'all let one get away in Cincinnati. We all know that playing on the road is much tougher, not just the fact that everything is against you when you get there. You have to travel a long way. So now you're getting to return the favor to them. You know, they have to travel. They have to come into y'all's place. Everything is just reversed. What does that mean, and how big an advantage do you think home field is?
Well, I think home field is a huge advantage. I think that, honestly, Cincinnati is no matchup for us, to be honest. The only reason why they actually beat us is because we were really missing a few of our key players on the line. And we really just, everybody had to get their head tight. We had to, our coach had to talk with us. Our captains, including myself, we had to step up more. We had to look to our left and look to our right, and we just had to play for each other. And that's what it came down to, because, you know, traveling that distance, not only were we tired and, you know, missing people, we really just had to gather ourselves and prepare for what was coming. And I'm not going to say we weren't totally prepared, but we did have a little bit of a disadvantage. But now, because they're coming here, at the end of the day, we've proven to ourselves it doesn't even matter who we're missing, and it doesn't matter the disadvantage. Now all that matters is who's going to make the least amount of mistakes and who's actually, who really wants it. And that's really what it boils down to. Because at this point, we've lost enough players and we still showed up and kicked butt no matter what. So I think that we are a resilient team, that we're going to prove ourselves. And by us being a new organization, honestly, the fact that we have a record of 2-1, it has already proven itself. And I think Cincinnati should actually, the way that a team got that close to beating them with missing so many people and half of our players got hurt that night. So you're looking at first-year players on the field. And if I'm not mistaken, Cincinnati has been around more than one season.
Yeah, they've been around for several years. You know, exactly what you said is a tough in women's football to begin with. You travel, and when you travel, we all know how that works. And lots of times you travel without all your players. Well, most of the time, let's just put it the way it is. Most of the time when you travel without all your players. And a lot of times you're playing women that wouldn't ordinarily be playing that much, let's say. And, you know, it is an advantage to host a game, you know, for the teams to have to travel, for them to have to get people there, you know. And then, you know, when you play at home, you got all this stuff. You just got to get up. I mean, y'all, I know some of y'all's players don't live just directly there, but at least you don't have to travel 8 or 10 hours away to play a game. So it was it's definitely an advantage. I think in women's football, more so than most places, because of the way we have to travel, that home field advantage in women's football is bigger than it is in any level of football. Because in the colleges, they travel plus, and, you know, high schools don't travel that much, and the pros, we know how they travel. So with the fact that women have to travel 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is, you know, in some of these other bigger leagues like the WNFC, I mean, shoot, you got teams traveling Washington or Philadelphia all the way to Texas and stuff, man. And that, you can't tell me that those girls or ladies, women, however you want to say it, travel that far, that that's not a disadvantage for them. So, we, you know, for me personally, and I've been in a bunch of football games, and, you know, just the jet lag of whether you're on a jet or not and traveling to these away games, you know what I mean, get you. And sometimes you start off sluggish, and by the time you get it figured out, you know, you just run out of time. And I was telling both of those girls, I know y'all were within an onside kick of maybe winning that game after everything that went so wrong. So I know it's definitely going to be a good game. The fact that you are 2-1, you're a brand new organization, you have a lot of players, you have a good owner, you have good coaches, y'all are setting yourself up for success, no doubt about it, on and off the field. And for this weekend, y'all got a chance to go pull within, you know, even with them. If y'all win, y'all will both be 3-1. And, you know, for me personally, three quarters of the way through the year, that would be huge for you.
Right. It will.
So, and like I said, you know, it doesn't mean anything right now, because even after today, you still got two games left of the regular season after Saturday, not today. But after Saturday, you still got two games, and nobody's looking over this when they get to them. But, you know, you're three-quarters of the way through the regular season with the playoff game ahead, and if you win it, then the championship game. So, you know, you're definitely on the right track. I want to wish you all the best of luck on Saturday.
Well, we appreciate that, and we look forward to playing Cincinnati. I know I do. That's what I've been working all season for, is not just Cincinnati, but to have a ring at the end of this season. And being a first-year team, I definitely think is within arm's reach for us, as long as we all continue to play together and stick with each other, all gas, no breaks. And I appreciate you for having us up here, because at the end of the day, no matter what, it's not just about football. It's about the fact that we're women doing it and we're making history. Because I don't know about the rest of the players on my team, but I know I am one of the first women in my family to play football, where when I was growing up, I saw little boys in the backyard playing. I saw them tackling each other. I saw them on TV, and I never saw a woman playing. And then as I got older, now I have this opportunity. That's a big deal, because now when I'm getting old and I'm sitting on my rocking chair and my grandkids sitting around, I could tell them the story of how their grandma used to play football, and she was MVP every time she played and stepped on that field because she took it personal. So at the end of the day, I just appreciate it, and I'm honored to be up here, and thank you for this opportunity and doing what you're doing to represent women's football.
Now, how many years have you been playing?
I have been playing since 2020.
So it's your third year, basically.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know, I can appreciate it more than ever that you know, the reason you want to play, and my wife plays, and she started playing years ago, and, you know, it was just like you. She wanted to play, finally found a team to play on, and they wasn't serious about winning or practicing or none of that. So that's how we ended up to where we are. But, you know, I do this podcast every week just for women's football, you know, just to if I can get the word out there, get somebody at a game, to get a kid excited that, you know, maybe hear y'all talk, or, you know, meet y'all somewhere. I know we used to have several different countries and stuff that tune in. So, you know, I do this just for women's football, you know, to get you girls and ladies, women, how I said, however you want to say it. I'm an older guy, so get y'all the recognition, you know, that you deserve. I played all my whole life, and I understand it, and I understand what we're up against, you know, with women's football. So everything we do on here is just for trying to improve the game and to get the word out, and, you know, to give you girls the recognition for when you show out in a game. You know, I want to get you the recognition that you deserve, whether it be your team, Cincinnati's team, whoever's team. You know, the, like next week, Cincinnati team, whoever they played last week, they got a girls' player of the week. So, you know, it's not just about one certain team. I want to recognize all the girls that have great games. So that's why it's so important for me to have this podcast and to get y'all on here to talk about it.
Of course. Thank you. And I appreciate that, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah. Well, I sure appreciate you coming on, and your teammates, and your owner. She's a great person, and really got her stuff together, and I like that. Mm-hmm. I like people that take it serious, you know. That's what's wrong with women's football, is not enough people take it serious. Not enough people want to do the right thing. It takes more to do it right than it does to do it wrong, and then most people just rather take the shortcut. And I'm not that way, and I appreciate people that don't. So I can't thank y'all enough for taking the time to come on. I tell you, like I told them, good luck this weekend, and maybe we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it. You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right. That was Kaylee Wilson. She was the defensive MVP of the USWFL Mid-Major Division for week one. So tough game this weekend. Maybe it won't be a game. Maybe they're right. Maybe they know a lot more than I do. I haven't got to watch a whole lot of film and break it down on either one of those teams. But, you know, I do know that they started out in the hole the first game, and it come down to within an onside kick of really getting close to see what could happen. So, different setting this weekend. The game was in Cincinnati then. It's in Richmond area this weekend. So, great venue there. If you're close to that area, look it up and go play. So, great talk. I really appreciate them coming on, taking the time. I know these women, they have lots of busy stuff to do. A lot of them go to school, single parents. So it's tough, and I appreciate them coming on. Well, right now, I'm going to welcome in here Brandi Shelton from the Tennessee Thunder. She was week one D50 player in the Iron Woman division. Brandi, you there? Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. I just got to work out, so how you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm gonna tell you, like I just been telling those girls, you know, I don't have to tell you the importance of this game. You know, that we're both teams are 1-0, and the winner's going to be 2-0, and the loser's going to be 1-1. And you know, I know it's early, but like I was telling her, their season will be 3/4 of the way over after their game, and be half over after our game. So, you know, before I get into asking you, you know, what that means, just tell me what it means to be a player of the week when you had such a great game. I mean, in the Jamboree combined, I think you had 10 tackles and 4 or 5 fumble recoveries and maybe an interception. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I kind of take football as a stress reliever. It kind of helps me out on a, you know, dealing with a lot of stuff on a daily basis, personal stuff, and just to get out on the field and release all that stress and on other players, you know, it's exciting. I love sports, so it's just – it pumps me up to the point where, you know, I got to give it all, and either you do or you don't. And then also, you know, having a great team, you know, with good teammates, you know, sisterhood. So it just, I just love it.
Well, you know, we played that Jamboree, and we beat South Carolina, and then, you know, Huntsville beat us. Huntsville beat us 6-0, and you know, we didn't play too good. We didn't play 2 quarters, but we played that whole those 2 quarters on our side of the 40-yard line, and you know, they got some great athletes and some great players, and you know, they beat us 6-0 in those 2 quarters, but for the field position that we played on for two quarters, I thought our defense did pretty good. Our offense didn't do much. We were missing a lot of key players as well, but nevertheless, they got some good players, and we just sort of, you know, hung in there and only gave up 6 points. So, you know, that says a lot about the team and the defense, and you know, like I said, you had several turnovers in that game as well.
Oh yeah. They're a good team. Like you said, you know, we're missing a little, you know, key players, but we still held it down. Regardless of anything, you know, as long as you're playing, you know, your best and don't give up, hey, you'll see the outcome of it.
Yeah, there's so much about football that, you know, people don't understand. There's so much about football that you can't control, and you know, it's like both of us and Hunt, we traveled over there to that Jamboree. which we had to play early, so we had to get over there early, and that's fine. It was a fun day and all that, and it was really good to have that. But you know, that's part of figuring out where you're at as a team is you know, taking all this stuff that it's tough to do in front of you and see what you got. You know, and that's how you learn where you're at is when you get tested by things that are thrown at you, not when it just falls in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Well, nevertheless, we play them Saturday night in Tennessee, 7 o'clock. They're like I said, they're a good football team, no doubt about it. Matter of fact, I got them ranked third in the power rankings in the league, and the Thunder at fourth right behind them. And they're a good football team, and they got a lot of athletes. And, you know, I just think it's as close as we played them up there, and it's going to be a dogfight the whole game.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a crazy game.
And like I said, you know, to tell what I told those girls is it's going to be, you know, whoever wins is going to be 2-0 with the leg up, because the other team will be 1-1, and we still have to travel to them. So it's going to be, you know, there's a lot on the line. I know it's early, but there's still a lot on the line division for both teams.
Is it eat or be eaten?
Do what?
Is eat or be eaten?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. No doubt about it. Hey, well, congratulations on being the defensive player the first week there. Like I was telling those girls, it's to be recognized by your good play, and it wasn't just us; it was the other coaches and teams as well. You know, to me, that's a major accomplishment, you know, I want to congratulate you on that.
Thanks, Coach.
So I'll definitely be seeing you on Saturday, and I appreciate you coming on here and talking to us.
Thank you, man. I'll see you Saturday.
All right. All right. Brandi Shelton, she was the defensive MVP for the Iron Woman Jamboree in South Carolina in week one. So now we got Adrian Marsh. She's the offensive MVP from the Huntsville Tigers of that same Jamboree. Adrian, you on there?
I am. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us.
No problem.
Hey, we all know, man, you had not just a good game against us, but a heck of a game against South Carolina that day in that Jamboree, you know, and I've been talking to these girls from other teams and all, and, you know, both teams, your team and the Thunder, both had to travel over there, and, you know, to put up the kind of numbers you did, that's an amazing accomplishment.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's you know, and like I was telling those girls, that, you know, it ain't just the fact that, you know, your coaches recognize it's other coaches and players and stuff that, you know, that was decided that who was going to win the award and all that stuff. But, you know, for me, as you know, as a coach and as a fan of football, you get to see good play from players, no matter what league they're at, it's a woman or high school or college or pros. To me, that's what's amazing is you get to watch good athletes play good football.
That's for sure. I'm definitely, you know, excited to be a part of women's football, and it's just a different field. Women's football is growing everywhere, so it's very exciting.
Well, now how many years have you been playing?
This would actually be my third season, really second full season.
Right. So So you've seen that, you know, how much it's really changed since you've been playing. I mean, you just look how much better the competition is now versus when you started playing.
It has, for sure. It's definitely not a game you can just come out and step on the field and, you know, try to be the best at it, unless you're just that good. But, you know, it takes work to get, you know, to being one of the top-level people or, you know, trying to at least have a great performance when you're on the field.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's now, you know, used to years ago when I was first introduced into women's football, it was basically in 2013, so it'd be 10 years ago. That's hard to believe. You know, I can remember the watching this particular team, and they didn't work, and, you know, they didn't work hard. They'd show up, but it was always late, but winning wasn't important. Just all the typical stuff, and, you know, some of the guys that their wives played and stuff, and they was like, man, it don't, these teams, it ain't like where you play. They don't practice. They don't do this. They don't do that. You know, it's more of a party. And let me tell you something. As when I first started watching, I realized right quick, well, they getting their ass beat because they're not serious about it. You know, and all these other teams, they played the Atlanta Phoenix, and they come in there and just smashed them because they was serious. And I was like, yeah, when you're serious about it, that's what happens. And now, you know, 10 years later, it's these women are working harder than ever. I mean, you see not just around here in our league, but I'm talking about other leagues and other states. You see some amazing football, you know, and it's because they're thinking this exactly like you are.
Absolutely. There are a lot of amazing women within the game. It definitely takes preparation, and I will tell you, I've experienced some of those same things that you have, you know, as far as, you know, practice attendance, things of that nature. But I can tell you this year we have a really great group of girls. I just say, hey, I had a good day that day. We have just as many girls on the team that are capable of doing even, you know, just as much as I did that day. So that's a blessing within itself as well.
Well, it takes a team effort, and you know, that's just it. Is no matter, you know, there's certain amount of the way I always figured it was the linemen and all of them, they never get any recognition besides their quarterbacks and their running backs and receivers giving them the recognition because, you know, they don't get much recognition and they take all the blame, and that's pretty much the way it is. But if they don't do their job, then you can't do your job. And it just goes so on and so on. So when you have a good team, you know, you can put up stats like you did.
Absolutely. Above all people, I'm not going to say above all people because my coaches as well, offense and defense, both of my coaches are immaculate in what they do. But the offensive and defensive line, you know, they're awesome at what they do as well. And if it wasn't for them protecting me in the ways that they have, I wouldn't be able to perform or do anything that I do. So I'm grateful for that as well.
Right. Well, you definitely had not just amazing two quarters against us, but two quarters against South Carolina as well. And I don't know exactly what happened in y'all. I know y'all won the game this past weekend. I don't know what kind of stats you put up, but I do know this. Y'all are coming to play us again on Saturday. Both teams are 1-1. No doubt about it. It's going to be a battle. You know, whoever comes out the victor is going to be 2-0, and the other team's going to be 1-1. It's going to be a great environment and a great kind of game. What playing in a game like that, tell me what it means to you.
It means a lot. Definitely want to come out with a win, but, hey, the biggest part about it all is just going out and having fun. And, you know, typically when you're not just out there thinking about the win, hey, you're highly likely to come out being the ones on top. So I'm excited. I know it's going to be a good game. I know we travel to you all, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's there's going to be, I said before, I looked at the schedule. I usually give the WNFC games and both divisions of our league games and all the games I look at across the board of women's football, the Cincinnati, RVA game and the Tennessee and Huntsville games are going to be the, I think, the two best games in women's football all day Saturday.
Absolutely, I agree.
So, well, Adrian, hey, I appreciate you taking the time to come on here. Congratulations on the heck of a game, that jamboree that day. Congratulations on your win last week, and we'll see you on Saturday, and everybody's going to do the best they can. We'll let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, Coach. Thank you for having me.
You bet. I appreciate your hard work, and good luck to y'all.
No problem. Good luck to you as well.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Adrian Marsh from the Huntsville Tigers. She, boy, she's put up a highlight reel in that Iron Woman Jamboree. So it's going to be a tough pass to corral her in and full game. But hey, it is what it is. You want to be the best. You got to beat the best. And right now they're the best. And they beat us in a jamboree. So that's where it is. And it's going to be a tough battle, no doubt about it. That's why you play these games. This is why you practice all winter long, you know, on the days you don't want to and the days that it hurts to get up and go. And these are the kind of games that you practice all that for and be prepared and all that. So it's going to be a battle, no doubt about it. So really looking forward to it. I know they are as well. Before we get off here, I am going to announce few things that I looked up today, or Jennifer actually looked up for me, and I wrote them down, but I give you who's playing in the USWFL. We had an unfortunate thing happen in our league that the Michigan owner, coach, his brother died, so he's going to be out of town, and we're actually moving the Detroit and Michigan game to a later date in May so they can still play it. No way, no fashion or any kind of form did we want to have to forfeit that game. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with him. He loses his brother. That's a tough gig. So both him and the Detroit team, both professionals of how they conduct themselves. And we got that worked out, and it will happen later on. But RVA is hosting Cincinnati Thunder, hosting the Huntsville Tigers. It's going to be two great games, no doubt about it. In the WNFC, we got Las Vegas at Utah, Mississippi at Denver. That's going to be a good game. Denver pulled that one out over Kansas City. Philadelphia, Atlanta, that won't be a game. Washington at Florida, I don't think will be a game. But let me tell you something about Florida. This is the fifth game in a row, 5 weeks since they started. 5 weeks in a row Florida's playing. I don't care if the game's at home or not. That's tough to do. But I don't think it'll be a game. Houston at Texas, man, if it's anything like the game they played before, that won't be a game. Texas just shredded them passing. I mean, they had four vertical all the time, it seemed like. And just, I mean, it was just throw it here. It was just like dropping in their lap. So I don't think that'll be a game. We got Seattle at San Diego. That's all the WNFC teams. So that's the schedule for us and them. I know in week three, which was 2 weeks ago, the WNFC releases, there's a little different. But in week three in the WNFC, their offensive player of the week was Melissa Brown, which is the quarterback of Atlanta Phoenix. She had 182 yards, four touchdowns, and 119 passer rating. They, I believe that's the week they beat Florida, if I'm not mistaken. She must have had an amazing game. The defensive player was Brittany Lusane, I think is how you pronounce it. She plays outside linebacker for the San Diego Rebellion. She had nine tackles, three passes deflection, one INT, and she must have scored on it, one TD. They do a thing which is really cool. They have a trench player. That was Jocelyn Montoya, offensive guard for the San Diego Rebellion. They said she had 5 pancakes, which that's an amazing feat in itself. And 71% of the rushing yards came behind her side, and they allowed 0 sacks. So, yeah, that, you know, that's playing amazing. And again, these players, you know, getting the recognition, it's coming from other teams and coaches around their league, and that's what's amazing about it. So, you know, you girls, hey, it just takes a little extra, you know, to be these players. I hear people say, man, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, listen, you got to go out and do it. You can't just say, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, keep sitting on your ass and not doing anything. You got to go out and make it happen. And I'll tell you, I watched some players. I believe the girl plays for Kansas City, I think, playing defense, and she's playing middle linebacker. And I'm going to tell you something. She was all over the dang place. She was making tackles everywhere. She balled out. I love seeing players play like that. That, man, to me, that's the most amazing thing. Play like that, it was amazing. And she didn't look to be that big of a player, and she really did it. And I love watching that. Before we get off here, I'm going to give you the USWFL power rankings, and this is how I rank them, how I think that things will be, at least for now. Cincinnati is number one. They're 3-0. That all could change after this week. Last time they played RVA, the game was 30-26. RVA is right behind them at 2-1. Huntsville Tigers are 1-0 at number 3. The Tennessee Thunder is 1-0 at number 4. Detroit Prowl is 1-2 at number 5. Michigan Queens are 0-3 at number 6. And the South Carolina Scorpions are 0-1 at number 7. So there's a lot of changes could be made to the leaderboard. The first four teams are the only ones playing this week, so it very well could stay the same, or it could all shake up. So who knows? Who knows exactly? We will know next week, almost about this time on Saturday night, exactly what all happens. But we will see. Never know. That's why they play the game. But I do want to thank Jenna Gray, Monet, Collie, Callie Wilson, Brandy Shelton, and Adrian Marsh for joining me tonight. Congratulations to all you girls. You were week one offense and defensive players of the week in the USWFL. Like I said, it's an amazing accomplishment for me to give to you girls that you're not only your peers voted, but other coaches, owners, whatever, whatnot, voted for you to be that. And, you know, to come on here and talk about your teams and what your team's accomplishing and all that, it means a lot. So thank y'all for coming on, joining us tonight. Good luck to your teams this weekend, all that. And hope we see some amazing football. I know I'm looking forward to it. I know everybody that I've talked to tonight is fired up, looking forward to it. So we'll see where the chips fall. And thinking about, you know, talking about women's football, if it wasn't for JC Hawk Sports Network for giving us this opportunity, it wouldn't be possible. You know, there's nowhere near enough talk for women's football out here, nowhere near way to promote it that much. It just doesn't get promoted. I see people all the time, you know, women's football, you know, they might see us wearing a championship ring or something, and they're like, we never know it existed, you know. So we got to get the word out any way we can, all that we can. Everybody, you know, needs to do it in a professional manner and see exactly you know, what we need to do to make this grow. So appreciate everybody for listening, and till next week, we'll see you then.